Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Yod Bet Amud Aleph, near the bottom of the Amud, continuing on, and today we will complete our analysis and discussion of the issue of Ibur Hashanah. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abrin et Hashanah Mnei HaTumah, meaning that we do not add the month because a lot of people or an important person, let's say, is going to be Tameh. For instance, if the king is very, very sick, and the anticipation, the king or the Nasi of Sanhedrin is very, very sick, and the anticipation is that he's going to die soon, and people are going to be involved with his funeral, and as a result, will not be able to do Pesach because they'll be Tmei Metim. We do not extend the year for that purpose, to allow them to do so. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Me'abrin, Rabbi Yehuda seems at this point to disagree. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'aseh B'chizkiyah Melech Yehuda, She'iberet Hashanah Mnei HaTumah, U'vikesh Rachamim Al Atzmo. So Rabbi Yehuda seems to contradict himself, when he says that Chizkiyahu once did extend the year, the famous Pesach Chizkiyahu, because of the issue of Tumah, not because of a Nasi, but because a lot of the people were Tameim, and we'll see what the details are. And then he had to ask Rachamim for forgiveness for himself because he had erred, which means Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying it was a wrong thing. Dichtiv, Rabbita Am Rabat Mi Ephraim Menashe Yisacharu Zvulun Lo Hiteharu. That's the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. V'Shimon Omer Im Mnei HaTumah Ibruha Me'uberet. So his position is that at least at this point, b'diavad, if they did Ibur Hashanah because of Tumah, it is valid. So then, why did Chizkiyahu beg forgiveness? What had he done wrong? She'ein Ma'abrin Ela Adar. Because Chizkiyahu evidently had violated the rule of making Ibur Hashanah during the month of Adar, v'hu Iber Nisan b'Nisan. The way he's reading it, at least at this point, is that he added a month of Nisan, and that there were two Nisans. We'll adjust this also. Now, the last point in this Braita is Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon. So we have another opinion about what Rabbi Shimon said. Imnei she'sid Yisrael asot Pesach sheni. Not because he had done Ibur Hashanah incorrectly and done an extra Nisan instead of an extra Adar, but rather because he caused Bnei Yisrael to bring Pesach Sheni, and we'll see now what that's all about. We're going to take the entire Braita apart. Amar Mar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Me'abrin. So we saw Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that he says that you are allowed to do Ibur Hashanah because of Tumah. Alma Yitleh Rabbi Yehuda Tumah Duchuyahi B'tzibur. So that means that Rabbi Yehuda's position must be that when you have Tumah, that is permissible in the context of the Beit HaMikdash because Rov HaTzibur is Tameh, that it really is still an issue of Tumah. Tumah Duchuya and Tumah Hutra is a sugya we discussed in Masachet Yuma and in Psachim. But that Rabbi Yehuda's position must be that Tumah Duchuya hi B'tzibur, meaning not Hutra. In other words, if Rabbi Yehuda held the position that Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, which means that when Am Yisrael is Tameh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, if the majority of Am Yisrael is Tameh, bring the Korban, that means that there really is no problem of Tumah. There's no Isur of Tumah. If you say Duchuyahi B'tzibur, that means there is an Isur, but it's trumped by the need to bring the Korban. So Rabbi Yehuda must have the position Tumah Duchuyahi B'tzibur, and therefore, since it's really not okay, it's still an issue of Tumah, therefore you can add a month to get away from that problem. But that doesn't work because of HaTanya, tzitz, the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears. Ben sheyesh lo mitzcho, ben sheino al mitzcho marzeh, the very Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is of the position that whether the Kohen Gadol has the tzitz on or not, it is mechaper on tumat mikdash v'korashav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, odo al mitzcho marzeh, ino do al mitzcho eno marzeh. Rabbi Yehuda says it only works when it's on his, when he's wearing it. Let's see the proof. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon, Kohen Gadol, yom kippur miyochiyah. Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Yehuda, look at the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, where he doesn't wear the tzitz, he only wears the four white garments. Shino mitzcho meratzeh, and nonetheless, that's the day of the greatest kaparatarat ha-mishkan. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, hanach lo makipurim shetumahu trabet sibur. Rabbi Yehuda answers back, he says, no, that's a case for tumahu trabet sibur, meaning, where if there was a majority of the am was tameh, you'd still do the avodah. So clearly, Yom Kippur cannot be a proof, because there, even the issues of Tumah are different. But you notice that his position is Tumah Hutra Bet Sibur. So how could Rabbi Yehuda here say that you're allowed to add a month to avoid the issue of Tumah? V'litamech, think about this, tikshilachi gufa. The statement itself in the Braita is problematic. Rabbi Yehuda omer ma'abrin, which sounds like tumah duchuya b'tzibur. And then Rabbi Yehuda turned around and brought a proof from Chizkiah, who after he did Ibur HaShana because of that, asked for kapara, clearly, it was not okay. Ella chasor mechzor avakitani. Our braita is deficient, and this is how it should read. Ein me'abrin et hasham ne'atuma. That's Tanakama. V'im ibruha me'uberet. The avad, it is valid. Rabbi Yehuda omer einam uberet. Rabbi Yehuda actually takes the opposite position than we thought, which is, afilu b'di'avad, it's invalid. If they do Ibur HaShana for that reason, it's not Muberet. V'yam Rabbi Yehuda, and then Rabbi Yehuda quoted the Pasuk from Chizkiyahu, proving that it was wrong, because, and that it's invalid, because Chizkiyahu had added an extra month, and it was all because of Tumah, and he had to ask Rachamim, because it was a wrong thing to do. But Ihachi Rabbi Shimon Omer Mnei Tumah Mberom Muberet Hanu Tanakama. But if that's the case, that Rabbi Shimon, who's the third opinion in the Braita, is the same as the Tanakama, because they both agree that l'chatchila, you can't do it, but diavad, it's valid. Amarava l'chatchila, ikibinayu. The answer is, actually, it's not so clear that Rabbi Shimon says l'chatchila, you can't do it. All right? And we see it as follows. Tanir mehachi, ein me'abrin et hasham ne'atuma l'chatchila, Rabbi Shimon omer me'abrin. So Rabbi Shimon here in this Braita, says exactly what we'd like, we're now reading him in our Braita, which says l'chatchila, you could do ibur hashanam ne'atuma. So then, continuing in this new Braita, why did Chizkiyahu ask Rachamim for himself? Again, like we saw in our Braita. Okay, let's see this. Wait a second. Chizkiyahu doesn't hold that the famous drasha that we all accept, when Hashem says to Moshe, "Achodesh hazeh lachem," and he's pointing to Nisan, there's only one Nisan. You can't have a double Nisan. The answer is he didn't add an extra Nisan. What he did is ta'abed Shmuel. Chizkiyahu erred about this ruling that Shmuel later explicated. The Amar Shmuel in ma'brin et hashana biyom shloshim shel adar ho'il v'ra'uil kovon Nisan. In other words, Chizkiyahu added an adar. Certainly, when did he add it? He says he added it on the 30th day of Adar. And Shmuel had said, and this is an idea that already existed in Chizkiyahu's time, that you're not allowed to do that because the 30th of Adar could be Nisan. And therefore you have to do it earlier. And Chizkiyahu evidently didn't accept the principle. He said, in practice, today is the 30th of Adar. They haven't declared it Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so it's still Adar, and therefore I could extend the month, add the month on this day. And he did. Here we have a Braita that says exactly what Shmuel later explained. Okay, back to our original Braita and the second version of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Shimon, Mimnei sheisit Yisrael osot Pesach sheni. The Chizkiyahu's problem was not that he did Ibur HaShana incorrectly, but that as a result, that what he actually did is he caused Bnei Yisrael to bring Pesach sheni. In other words, he didn't. This is not an issue of Ibur HaShana at all. There was no Ibur HaShana. What happened is, he caused Bnei Yisrael to come and bring Pesach during ER, meaning a lot of them. What's the deal? Hechidami. Amar Rav Ashi, Gon Shayu Yisrael, Mechza Tzmei, Mechza Torim. It's not exactly Mechza. You have to have a situation here where a majority of the men were Tamei, and a very high minority of the men were Tahor. V'nashim mashlimot la'tahorim, and the women were a majority tahorot, or all tahorot, and as a result of that, if you do the calculus, ve'odfot aleihem, me'ikar sav anashim b'rishon chovat. If you do the calculus and include the women, because you hold that women on Pesach Rishon are chovat, which is a machloket masachet psachim, then what you're going to end up is with tahavu miyutan tme'im, miyutan tme'im. Then you're going to end up with a situation where a minority of the people who are chayv in Pesach are tamei, and a majority are tahor, because the, let's say, 48% of the men and all the women together are way more than 50%. When you have a situation where a majority of Am Yisrael is tahor, then they bring it on Pesach Rishon, and everybody else has to bring it on Pesach Sheni. Ulevasof savar nashim barishon reshut, and later Chizkiyahu realized, this is why he prayed for kapara, he realized that women really are not chayavot in Pesach Rishon, And therefore, the entire group is just the men, and of the men, a majority were Tamei. The Havalu Tmeim Ruba. And then, Ruba, Lobin Tchil Pesach Sheni, when the majority are Tamei, they all bring on Pesach Rishon, and they don't get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So he asked Kapara for himself for having them bring Pesach Sheni incorrect. Okay, back to the analysis of the Brita. We're going to reinvestigate Shmuel's statement. Gufa Amar Shmuel, in Mabrina Tashana, Biyom Slushim Shalom, Hoyer Kovanisan. So now, Ibru Hamai. What happens if they did do Ibur Hashanah on the 30th? Amar Ula, Ein Mekadshin Tachodesh. Then what do? They just are silent. They don't publicly say Mekudash Mekudash about the month. And we have an extra Adar, and they only say Mekudash Mekudash a month later when they announced Nisan. Kidshumai. Well, let's say another Beit Din was Mekadesh Tachodesh. That doesn't mean they announced the name of the month, but they just said Mekudash Mekudash about the month. After one Beit Din had done Ibur Hashanah. Amarava batel ha'ibur. Rava says that cancels the Ibur, it's now Nisan, and that's it, because Mekudash makes it Nisan. Nachman amar mi'ubar u'mekudash. Nachman says both of them work, meaning the Beit Din that said mi'ubar, we now have an extra Adar, and the Beit Din said mi'kudash means they were Mekadesh Adar Sheni. So Amarli Rava Lav Nachman, mech temipur l'pischat latin yom mihavu. He said, wait a second, Rabbi. From Purim to Pesach is 30 days. Umipuria darshinim hilchot haPesach. After Purim, we start darshining hilchot haPesach and getting everybody ready for Pesach. Tanya sholim b'hilchot haPesach kodam haPesach shloshim yom Rosh Hashanah yomer shtei Shabbatot. A famous machlok between Chacham and Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. Do you start preparing 30 days in advance or 2 weeks in advance? Okay, but certainly by now, everybody's learning hilchot haPesach. Chimati reish yarcha maracha kinle. And now that it's Rosh Chodesh. Because what you've just said, Rav Nachman, is that they announced Rosh Chodesh, but another Beit Din said Ibur Hashanah. So you're going to say, oh, that's Rosh Chodesh Adar? Adar Bet? Atelazuzul b'chametz. The people are going to start being mazazel and say, oh, chametz not such a big deal. The rabbis keep changing their minds about it. And they're not going to take it seriously. And of course, we're very concerned about that. Amarle, what does Rav Nachman say back to Rava? Meida yedid ishatam abrata b'chush b'natalya milk. That everybody knows that the Ibur Hashanah depends on a calculation. And the people will say, the rabbis just didn't figure out the calculation until now. That's why they changed. We're not concerned that they're going to be mezalzel v'chametz as a result. That's what Rav Nachman's answer is. So Rav Nachman's psak here was that if one Beit Din did the Ibur Hashanah, and then another Beit Din announced Mikudash, the Kiddush HaChodesh stands, it's now Rosh Chodesh Adar Bet, and we have a Shana Mu'uberet, and we're not concerned that people are going to go back and be Mezal Zavacham. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Now we're going to deal with the issue of the Tkufa. The word Tkufa here means either solstice or equinox, but it's really referring to a season. I'll explain it as we go along. Ein Me'abrinet HaShana L'nken Haitat Tkufa Chasira Ruba Shachodesh. Now the Chodesh that we're talking about now is Tishrei. And what it means is that in the winter, you have to do a calculation based on if we don't add an Adar, what's going to happen in the fall. The Tkufa we're talking about here is called Tkufat Tammuz, which is the summer. And the issue is the summer ends on the vernal, on the autumnal equinox, which is September 21st. So if Ruba Shachodesh, meaning a majority of Tishrei, which would mean now, the 60th, well, we'll see how much Tishrei, is going to be in the summer, then we have to do Ibur HaShanah to make sure it's in the fall. Yehuda says that means 16 days in the month. What that means is that if the 16th of Tishrei would fall out in the summer, we have to do Ibur HaShanah. But if, let's say, even the 15th would come in the summer, the 16th would already be after the equinox, then it's okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer Achad Vesrim Yom. He disagrees and he says, if 21 days of Tishrei, meaning Hoshana Ramba, the last day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot, is still in the summer, then you have to do Ibur HaShanah. So he doesn't require it unless it's much earlier. Ushnehem Mikra Achad HaShubot. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yehuda, we're working on the same pasuk. Torah says, in Parsha Kitisa, Chag HaAsif Tkufat HaShanah. Sukkot is called Chag HaAsif. What does that mean? Marsa rakule chag ba'inim tkufat. Called b'tkufat hashanah. Tkufat hashanah means we're gonna read it as the fall. So Rabbi Huda says the entire chag needs to be during the tkufat. What does that mean? Since it's called chag ha'asif, take a look at Rashi here. It means the chag during which you can actually collect fruit. You can't collect fruit on the 15th. It's chag, it's yontif. You could collect fruit on the 16th, of Ahaved. And so therefore, from the 16th on, must all be in the tkufa. Marsa Ramiktsat chag benim tkufa chadasha. Rabbi Yossi says, no, as long as any one day of the holiday is in the new season, then we're fine. And the 21st is the last day of Chol HaMoed, the last day of Asif. Now, my kasavri, what is Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion about the day of the equinox itself? E kasavri yom tkufa gomer, if you think the equinox is the end of a season, v'lav hachinami lo. You don't have the proper days either way. In either one of them is going to be in position, because if you hold that the equinox is the last day of the previous season, so if the equinox comes out to be on the 16th, then it's not going to be good enough. And if it comes out to be the 21st, it's not good enough, because you're still all in the summer. It must be that both of them agree that the equinox is the beginning of the new season. So therefore, if the equinox falls out on the 16th, according to Rabbi Yehuda, or on the 21st, according to Rabbi Yossi, you're okay, because that's already fall. Meitive, we have a challenge to that. Yom Tkufa Gomer, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda explicitly said that the equinox is the end of the season. Rabbi Yossi, Yom Tkufa Matchil. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have a problem, because he doesn't seem to work with the previous piece. V'yod Tanya, but we've got a real mess, because Ein Mabrinat Tashal Miken Haitat Tkufa Chasira Rubah Rosh HaChodesh. This is a new brayta. V'chama Rosh HaChodesh. How much does the Tkufa have to be off in the month? Shisha Sayom. The Tanakama says 16 days, which means if the 16th of Tishrei is still in the summer, we have to do Ibur HaShana, 6 months here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shtei Adot B'Chodesh. Rabbi Yehuda, who previously said 16 days, here says 2/3 of the month. Chama Shtei Adot B'Chodesh. How much is that? Chaf Yom, which means 20 days, which is an approach that he didn't say, nobody said. Rabbi Yossi Omer Machashvin Shisha Asah Lifnei HaPesach. Rabbi Yossi says something new. He says that we actually make a calculation of how many days of Nisan are going to come in the winter. And if it's Ma'abrin, Shisha Asah Lifnei HaChag, Ein Ma'abrin. It's only if 16 days of Nisan will still be in the winter, then we do Ibur. But 16 days in the summer, being in Tishrei, being in the summer, we don't do Ibur. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, Av Shisha Asah Lifnei HaChag, Ma'abrin. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, even if all you have, the only problem you have, is that the 16th of Tishrei will still be in the summer, we still do Ibur. And Acherim Omerim, Mi'uto, meaning a minority of the month. V'chama Mi'uto, Arba Asar Yom. 14 days. So the first thing that the Gemara immediately says is Kasha. There's no way to reconcile this Braita with the previous one. But now let's analyze this new Braita on its own terms. Not in reference to the other one, because there's no way to reconcile. Amar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shtei Adot B'Chodesh, Esrim Yom. So Rabbi Yehuda said, if 20th day of Tishrei is in the summer, then we, back 6 months earlier, had to do Ibur HaShanah. Well, if you think about it, that's going to come out to be the same thing, because if you have the 16th of Nisan is in the winter, then that would mean the 20th of Tishrei would be in the summer, because of how many days it lays out, and many of the Gemarot have the calculation there on the side. So the answer is Yom Tkufa Gomer Yom Tkufa Matchilik Ibnayu. The disagreement is, as we saw in the middle, that short little Braita, is whether or not the equinox is the end of the season as per Rabbi Yehuda, or is the beginning of the next season as per Rabbi Yossi. Okay? Amar Shishasan Lifnei HaChag Ein Ma'abrin. So Rabbi Yossi says that we make the calculation in the winter, and say, mean not just we calculate in the winter, we calculate about the winter, and we say, if the 16th of Nisan will still be in the winter, then we add. But we don't make a calculation about the summer and Tishrei. El Rabbi Yossi, Shisha Asad Fnei HaChag Hudalo, Hashev Sar V'tamneser Ma'abrin. So that means, according to Rabbi Yossi, if there's 16, the 16th of Tishrei is going to be in the summer, we don't make that, we don't add. The 17th or 18th, it sounds like we do add. V'amar Shisha Asad Fnei Pesach Ein Batzer Lo Lo, but Rabbi Yossi said it's only the 16 days in the winter, the 16th of Nisan, falling in the winter, that we make the Cheshbon, which would mean the 20th of Tishrei would fall in the summer, which means anything less than that we don't. The answer is Lo. Edi V'edi Ein Ma'abrin. The answer is that we don't Ma'aber even if it's the 17th or the 18th of Tishrei is in the summer. It's simply parallel construction. Yossi had said that 16 days before Pesach, so therefore he paralleled by saying, but not 16 days before the Chag. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Shishar Asad Fnei Chag Me'avrin. So Rabbi Shimon disagreed with Rabbi Yossi and said, no, even if the 16th of Tishrei will be in the summer, we do Ibur Hashana. The question is, Hainu Tanakama, that's exactly what Tanakama said. Again, they disagree about whether the equinox is the beginning or the end of the season. But it's unclear who says what. We don't know that Rabbi Shimon or Tanakama prefers one. We can't prefer one over the other for that position. Okay, this is the end of this piece and the end of the issue of Ibur Hashana and the end of this podcast. The last opinion in that last brayta was that Acherim who said a minority of the month. B'chama miyuto, how much is miyuto? Arba asar yom, 14 days. So now, my kasar, ikasar yom tkufa gomer, if the Acherim hold that the equinox is the end of the season, then that means v'chulei chag ba'inan, and you need to have the entire Sukkot be in Tishrei, meaning, we think that means from the 16th on, time of Asif. So ha'ika, even if you have 15 days, you're still okay because the 16th, which is the beginning of the new season, is the beginning of Asif. I'm not sure we have a problem here. We have three approaches. I'm not sure where Yitzchak. Acherim b'tkufat Nisan kaimi. The first answer is that Acherim are not talking about the summer, they're talking about the winter. Dichtiv shamor et chodesh ha'aviv. Torah says you've got to maintain the chodesh ha'aviv, the chodesh of springing. Shamor aviv shel tkufa shehe b'chodesh Nisan. You have to make sure that the equinox is b'chodesh Nisan, meaning that it has to come out, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan has to come out during the first 40, you have to have the equinox be within the first 14 days of Nisan, or earlier. You can't get to the middle of the month of Nisan and still be in the winter. V'liabre le'adar, so why don't you just do Ibur Hashana and Adar and solve the problem? Racha Bar Yaakov, Tana Milamala Mata Kachashis. He gives a different answer. He says the Tana is working actually back 14 days. Doesn't mean 14 days in, it means 14 days from the end of the month. Achikamar, ad miyuto me'abrin, chamiyuto arba asar yom. Until a minority of the month is going to be in the next season, you do ibur. And that's 14 days. Which means it's the same thing as Tanakama. Avina mar liola macherim betishrei kaimi. He disagrees, he says no. The acherim are still in the context of Tishrei. And Acherim, who said 14 days, hold, first of all, that the equinox is the end of the previous season, and they said you need the entire Sukkot to be in the fall. The Yom Tov Rishon, too. Yom Tov Rishon Chag Asif, but it says Chag Asif. You can't do collection on Yontif. The answer is Chag Abab is Man Asifah. That Sukkot is not necessarily the festival of ingathering, but the festival comes at the time of ingathering, which means even the Chag part, the Yontif part, has to come during a season of gathering, which is the new season of fall. All right, with that, we've completed our study of the issue of Ibur Hashana, and we'll pause at this point and pick it up with the next Mishnah, or the next piece of the Mishnah, Chazkenim. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful